This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're going to go to CBS Sports for this one. Ryan Wilson.
Okay.
Not our guy, Chris Trapasso, but Ryan Wilson.
Is he Zach Wilson's brother or something? Do we know any relation?
See if he puts any Ryans or Wilsons high in his
Russell Wilson's brother.
No idea, but this one is fresh off the press. Did not come out over the weekend. It came out today.
All right.
At 31, the Kansas City Chiefs, he has them taking Darius Alexander. We've had this name before, but okay. In the second round, a guy that's really gone up the charts a little bit, if you will. Defensive lineman, defensive tackle out of Toledo. His description for him is he had great tape at Toledo, balled out at the Senior Bowl against some of the best players in the country. So that's where, again, he made that jump of looked really good against the MAC players, but then against some of the best players in the country, he looked really good as well. All of a sudden, he's turning into a upper second, later first round pick. So this addresses the defensive line need. It's not edge, but it's a guy maybe to pair next to Chris Jones.
I think anyone on the defensive line is good.
6'4", 310, by the way.
That's a big man.
Big boy.
6'4", 3. I mean, look, I like players in the first round that will be immediate contributors. He'll play. He'll play right away. He'll play on the interior right away. The only question I have is they don't have like a really solid dude in the interior. And interior defensive linemen usually play about 50% of the snaps, so maybe this isn't a huge question. They did bring back some of their interior guys. They lost Turk Wharton, but they brought back Pennell and a few others to try to like stopgap that. So
yeah, is he really going to fall all the way? Or not fall? Is he going to really go up to... for the first round, I was like, he's played 6 years in college. He's going to be 25 before the start of the season. I don't like that for a first round pick. He's 24. He turns 25 in August. He'll be
so by the time you give him a second contract, he's Chris Jones's age.
There's a lot of mock drafts
that have him. Second contract, basically. Like, I mean, it's that a first rounder that I kind of already know I'm probably not giving a second contract to. In a second or third round, you can talk me into it. I don't know if I like this pick in the
first
round.
There's a lot of mock drafts that have him sub 40, sub 45. Yeah.
Maybe trading down. It looks like Luther Burden in this draft went the pick before.
Okay.
To the Buffalo Bills, by the way. I know that's one Chiefs
fans
seem to be really
interested
in. Oh,
they finally decided to draft a wide receiver? and not trade back? Interestingly enough, they have James Pierce, edge rusher from Tennessee, right after going to the Eagles. At 32, that's an edge rusher who's got some ridiculous talent.
My guy Derek Harmon's at 38. They had the better defensive lineman available. Are they doing?
Derek Harmon's interesting. I've seen him start to get mocked in the 30s now by a couple of people.
He's falling down into my range? Or is that moving up? I thought he was in the 20s to 30s.
No, he was in the upper teens to 20s, but I've seen him in the 30s as well.
Come on back, Derek.
Yeah, I just...
Take that for what you will.
I don't want to spend a first-round pick on somebody that's going to be 25 before the start of the season. Maybe they call me an idiot for that, but like I don't want to spend my first-round pick on someone that by the time his rookie deal is done, he's going to be 29, 30 years old.
What's the breakdown of him? What is our guy?
Darius Alexander.
Yeah.
What does Lance Zierlein have to say about Darius Alexander? No comp at all.
He doesn't have a comp.
Uncompable. He's his own man.
Yeah, he did not.
310 pounds.
He did not have a comp for him because I was looking. So a couple things. On the weakness side, he says below average bend with his rush allows him to be redirected. Easily displaced. Positives. Comes off the ball with good bend. Enforce into first contact. capable of slide and swim move, rushes with the game plan to set up his moves and counters.
Here's what somebody else had to say about him. High motor player.
Ah, of course.
Juice and power. Consistently uses his hands well and is not only disruptive as a pass rusher, but is hard to move against the run.
I mean, 6'4", 310. I mean, yeah, you would.
I mean, I hope he'd be hard to move. You're 6'4", 310 pounds.
So continuing on, if you don't mind, going into the second and third round here. Yes, indeed. Offensive lineman going more guard, Wylett Milam out of West Virginia.
I have not heard his name at all.
I believe I'm pronouncing Milam correctly. If not, sorry, it might be Milam. He's been second, third round consistently, not with the Chiefs, but with other teams.
Okay. So they take a...
He's more of a guard. He basically would be the competition for Kingsley at left guard.
Okay.
Essentially, I think is the point.
No, that's fine. I'll take a second round pick who competes for the starting side of guard and then gets a spot later. Yeah. That's fine.
Third round, obviously two picks for the Chiefs. No trades in this one for the Kansas City Chiefs. Right. Jordan Birch, edge rusher out of Oregon in this selection. Another new name, a guy that is not been mentioned.
Guys. Love it.
But yeah, again, going back into the double dipping, if you will, in the three rounds, trying to get a D tackle, edge rusher. I don't know if there's any comps for Jordan because he's a new name as well. With Oregon and
Jordan Birch. Let's see.
Correct.
There is a comp. Deyo Odeyingbo. Odeyingbo.
Yeah.
That's the comp.
He's giving you credit for the pronunciation.
Who does he play for?
I don't know. All it says is strengths rarely allows a tackle to be broken, has the ability to separate and bypass base blocks. Weaknesses, slow to find a rush counter, lacked hustle and urgency as a playside run defender in 2024.
I think you guys are going to like this final one as well. Wide receiver out of Arkansas, pick 95, Isaac Tesla.
Why do we think we'll like it?
Oh, because the last name, Tesla, wide receiver.
Oh.
I mean, come on now.
What's with the capitalization? Why is he efficient? Is this a typo, or is that how he really spells his name?
I believe that that's how you spell it.
T-E capital S,
yes.
L-A-A.
Yes.
So it's not spelled like
what's
Tesla.
What's with the capital S in the middle?
I don't know.
That's what his parents wanted. His father,
Tesla
Mark.
Tesla two A's.
Mark wanted it. His father, Mark, played at Hillsdale. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't. I did not know that. I will say, if you know nothing else about this player, and I can assure you I don't, the one thing to like about him, Gold, because I don't think you know anything about him either,
no.
is that he is 6 foot four.
4'4", 4'4", 40.
You know I like that.
217 pounds. He's tall.
Yep, I like that.
He was not a productive player. Is there a reason why he's still going to the third round? 28 catches for 545 yards and 3 touchdowns. He get hurt?
Played in all 13 games last year, started 12 in 2023. He started, though, he was Division II player at Hillsdale his first 3 years in college. D2 guy, then went up to Arkansas, so that's part of it.
I think it's more big play capability. His average catch was 20 yards.
Yeah, big slot receiver.
Oh, okay.
Big mismatch problems from the slot.
What's his 40?
Weakness.
4.43.
Yeah, there you go. His weakness was doesn't play fast enough to beat tight man coverage underneath.
I don't care about him beating anyone underneath from the sounds of it. I just care about him being MVS. Run down the field. This is not what I thought Isaac Tesla was going to look like.
Oh, what did you think he was going to look like, Cody?
He's got great hair. Tesla. I didn't know what the background of that was at all.
Yeah, there's no way it's pronounced Tesla. It's definitely Tesla, right?
Like Tesla, Eastern European or something?
I watched a highlight video.
It's Tesla?
Isaac Tesla.
Tesla. Okay. Tesla.
As long as Dave Pash was pronouncing it correctly, then his last name is pronounced Tesla.
This guy's a third-round pick? How bad is this wide receiver class?
Thank you, text line. He's an electric player.
That's what I was going for.
Rat.
Thank you. Yes. Why? Wide receiver?
Electric.
Yeah.
I hope, by the way, I hope whenever he gets drafted, whether it's Mel Kiper or Matt Miller, please just right away when they say, what are your thoughts on Isaac? Well, he's an electric player. Please just do that and keep a straight face on the broadcast on that Thursday night.
Seems like something more that...
Hey, Bink, when I'm on with you guys, just so you know, when you ask me to come on, that'll be only first round. Saturday, you can have me call in, and I will talk about Isaac Tesla if he gets drafted.
Let me ask, I'm like going through his game logs. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with him versus any of the other names you mentioned. I think he might stink, man. Tesla.
Well, he's a fourth round pick. I mean, come on. There's only
third round.
He might as well be a fourth rounder because he's picked 995.
No production is the issue.
He had more games with zero catches than he had over 100 yards.
But he also had an athleticism score out of all the wide receivers of the combine first. So he's just an athlete.
Oh, he's just like a. They're just thinking they can, like,
big slot athlete.
Who was that? Not Not Ryan Tannehill. Who was the other, the like Texas A&M quarterback who played wide receiver in the league for a little bit?
Who
ran like a 4.340. This is like in the early 2000s.
Not recent.
Oh, he got run out of the league. I think it maybe was an A&M.
Former quarterback?
Big white kid. Yeah.
God, I'm picturing.
Come on, someone text line, help me out.
I know who you're
remember it. Doesn't matter. I don't know if it was
A&M,
an absolute freak. I don't know if it was A&M either. I might be getting that mixed up with like Tannehill or whatever, but like, I was just trying to remember the name. I don't know. He got like busted for like drug possession and stuff. He got run out of the league really fast, I thought. But maybe I'm thinking Mallet now. The
someone
quarterback
says that Isaac Tesla is a must have.
Oh my gosh.
Keep going.
Okay.
Let's keep going. People keep going.
For in terms of the wide receiver rankings, ESPN's wide receiver rankings, he is the 25th ranked wide receiver in this draft class. So well behind any of the guys. He's not. Third round seems a bit high for him, essentially, is what it at least seems
like.
Well,
that's a new name. I respect the new name from the mock draft.
Some other guys
around
him.
Matt Jones.
Are in there.
Matt Jones.
Okay. I think
the wide receiver from Arkansas. Okay. Not A&M. I was thinking the other crimson and colored
another
team.
Another Arkansas wide receiver.
That's what
you're
talking about?
Mm.
No, the crimson colored. Another Arkansas wide receiver.
Saying.
Unbelievable. Matt Jones, he went 21st overall wide receiver to the Jacksonville Jaguars because he was an absolute freak athlete. He was like 6'5 or whatever. He was like a huge guy. That was the one. That was the one I was thinking of. God, I was like, you know what it was? I was thinking of the color of the jersey, and I was like, man, it must be them.
The freak athlete thing at wide receiver has got to be tough because, I mean, they might be the greatest athlete in the world, but if you can't catch, you can't catch.
Run a route. More importantly, if you can't run a route.
The text line's right. The question really with Isaac Tesla is, can he doge a few defenders or not? That's the real question. We'll find out. We'll find out together.
If the Chiefs take him in the third round.
That's right. Yeah, we can have some fun with that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.